Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Got a great doubleheader today. Hall of Fame topics, Yankees. Lindsay Berra returns. Lindsay's a freelance sports and fitness journalist. She's on the board of her grandfather Yogi's Museum and Learning Center. She provides content for Tom House's app Mustard for biomechanics with pitching. So she's returning. And then we're going to have Lisa Vega. She's the executive director of Mariana Rivera's public foundation, providing children and families from disadvantaged backgrounds brighter futures. Hey, Lindsay Berra, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so excited to have you on because I know that you're very excited about the upcoming Sony Pictures documentary. Great title. I love it. It Ain't Over, about Grandpa Yogi. Give us a little bit of talk about what your expectations are with the documentary.
So I'm really excited about this. This has been a very long time coming now. We started shooting this documentary with an independent film crew back in June of 2019, and everything got put on hold because of COVID for about 18 months, and then we started shooting again, and then they got everything all edited and wrapped up, and it premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival last June. And we did some other film festivals over the summer. And as you mentioned, Sony Pictures Classic has purchased the documentary for distribution, which is great news. And it will be in movie theaters sometime in the spring. We're thinking late March, early April, I think. And it's going to be in theaters all across the country and then on a streamer sometime after that. But I'm just really excited that people nationally now are going to be able to go out and see this movie as opposed to just those local audiences that got to see it at the film festivals, which were great, but, you know, tiny. So I'm just really excited for everybody to be able to go out and see this movie and learn more about my Grandpa Yogi's story, both as a baseball player and as a human, as a veteran and as an immigrant and as a family man. It's just a really great and sweet film that has something for everybody, and I can't wait.
You know, you made a big deal about that when you've been on the show numerous times before, Lindsay, about besides the great baseball player with all his rings, he sure came to mind in the World Series when they had that no-hitter. And I remember Grandpa jumping in Don Larson's 1956 with some of that different excitement. And the museum and the Learning Center and your great executive director, Eve Shanahan, and the must be a lot of excitement going on at the museum, I would imagine, with the upcoming documentary.
Yeah, they're thrilled. I was actually just over there this afternoon giving a tour, and the documentary does highlight the work that the museum is doing with their educational programs and keeping Grandpa's legacy alive by bringing his values to a new generation of young people. And, you know, I think the documentary, as you just mentioned, you know, shows what kind of a person Grandpa was, and you really learn about how he kind of always did the right thing and about how he treated people. And that's what we try to teach people at the museum, and to have more people become aware of the museum through this film is going to be great, because the museum really is a fun place. Every time I give a tour, people are like, oh my God, I learned so much. I didn't know this or that about him. I didn't know he was so into this particular thing or that particular thing. And the experience is always great for people. So we hope more folks come out and can enjoy that.
you know, you make a big deal about, again, his values, all these things. All of us who've had grandparents and parents who really understand sometimes how these things are passed down, how important they are. And again, they can get lost in the shuffle because he was such a superstar. It was such a tremendous history with the, this time it wasn't the same, but it seemed like growing up, the Yankees never lost over the years with those, the Mickey Mantle years and the Yogi Berra years and the Whitey Ford years. It was just, pretty amazing. And I know that the Learning Center at the museum, which is such an organization that reaches out to the youth, and, your friend, our second guest, Lisa Vega, the executive director of the Mariana Rivera Public Foundation, also so involved in the children and some of these different interactions that go into making great champions and trying to give people a step up.
I think that Mariano has a lot of that in common with Grandpa. Grandpa was the son of Italian immigrants. He was the first of the Berra kids to be born in the United States. His three older brothers were born in Italy. And he would tell you that his three older brothers were all better baseball players than he was. But the family was so poor that the kids, first of all, they didn't go to school. They went right to work to help support the family. Grandpa Yogi quit school in the eighth grade because they needed an extra, body bringing money into the household. But his brothers literally went to bat for him with my great-grandfather Pietro and said, one of us should have a chance to play baseball. And they really sacrificed a lot to be able to allow him to play. And you hear a lot of these stories from that time with immigrant families that just didn't have the money to make ends meet, and the fact that Grandpa was able to come out of that and then get into the big leagues. Like, he does want to teach people about that story, that it doesn't matter where you come from, that you can have success if you're willing to work hard. And I feel like Mariano probably imparts that message to a lot of the people that come through his foundation as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the fact of the challenges today in youth sports there's so much overkill. It's so overwhelming with the epidemic of youth sports injuries, both physically and mentally, the tremendous pressures. You know, you were quite an athlete yourself. How many sports did you play?
I played soccer, ice hockey, and softball. But I was also, I was an ocean lifeguard, so I did a lot of like swimming and running, and I've always done like the hiking stuff, but it was soccer, ice hockey, and softball that I played in an organized fashion.
And you're one of the pioneers, weren't you? Didn't you play on an old boys hockey team?
I did. I was the captain of the boys varsity team at my high school.
Really? How'd that go? How was your sports psychology skills with that, Lindsay?
There weren't that many girls playing back at that time, and they had to let you play because there was no alternative for the girls. And it was rough. I mean, we're talking about the early 90s now. It sounds like 100 years ago. And not all the boys loved having me there. I used to have like pucks shot at my head during warm-ups, and people would butt end me in the face in the face-off circle, and I would get hit for no reason whatsoever, like when I was getting on or off the ice.
But it's a point of bullying.
I had no problems with it.
Such a big
whatsoever.
Topic
I had
on
a lot
sports
of great
doctors.
Teammates.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm
yes,
sorry.
Absolutely. And well, it's a big topic on the sports doctor over the years, Lindsay. The whole idea of belittling or bullying or these kinds of pressures for so many different groups. And again, the gender is one of them, where again we would see this kind of pressure on the kids and their families, and the kind of results many times it has in the future. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see and listen to whatever you would like. So many different varieties of topics in the world of sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a lot of exciting stuff going on with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review. You can read lots of different articles on so many topics. The hottest article is my article on women in high heels accepting the challenge. It's a whole other show. We have thousands of followers. We have a lot of sports medicine information. If you go to @sportsdoc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Lindsay Vera and the excitement of the upcoming documentary. Who came up with the title, Lindsay? It Ain't Over. It's great.
I'm actually not sure who came up with the title, but I think it seemed like a natural extension because obviously It Ain't Over Till It's Over is one of Grandpa's favorite quotes, and we like
Endless.
To say that his legacy ain't over yet, so It Ain't Over kind of refers to, you know, the yogiism itself and to Grandpa's lasting impact on the universe.
I want, you know, if you come to a fork in the road, Lindsay, take one direction, whatever it was. So many of these sayings, your grandfather, again, became so famous, yogiisms. This really was, you know, quite a personality. Lindsay, what is the website of the museum for people to find out about the museum, the Learning Center? What's the best site?
The museum is yogiberramuseum.org. And then you can also find the documentary itself at It Ain't Over Doc on Twitter and on Instagram.
You know, you're a big sports medicine lady, and you have been. It's one of the great reasons why we've had you back numerous times. And, you know, as a Major League Baseball, as a sports journal, you do information on the areas with the Men's Health Magazine and the so many different challenges like we've talked about. You know, you are working with Tom House, the great pitching coach, with Mustard, and you know, all of a sudden there's like 10 guys on every team throwing 95 miles an hour. We better pay attention to the biomechanics, I would think.
Absolutely. You know, so you just mentioned the article that you did on women in high heels. I actually, my next article that's coming out for Men's Health is all about feet, and one of the things we talk about is how wedging our feet into these itty bitty tiny squished up toe boxes has actually changed the shape of our feet and mess with our, you know, foundation and the natural way that we're supposed to stand. I'm sure
you're putting much more pressure on the ball of the foot. Once you get an inch and a half or higher, you change the whole biomechanics of posture. So one of the parts of my article over the years was always, you got to train to this. You got to strengthen your feet and ankles, work your core if you want to be in heels a lot. And to try to get into some sort of a sensible toe box, you got to be able to throw in a couple of my quotes if we have time in that particular article. And how long have you been doing things with Men's Health, Lindsay?
Oh, goodness. I started freelancing for Men's Health even back when I was with Major League Baseball. So probably about 8 years now. I have a good friend who's an editor there that I used to work with at ESPN Magazine.
You know, what got us together, it's interesting. Numerous guests, Gary Reinhold, the author of the revolutionary book Iced, and the treatment myths with all aspects of ice. When you had wrote about that, and I was going to go, wow, and then all of a sudden, we wanted to get acquainted and talk about Men's Health has been around how long? Wow.
I'm not actually sure how long Men's Health has been in existence, as long as I can remember, because I remember looking at it when I was in high school.
You know, the challenge, it's funny you mentioned, you know, there weren't many girls playing ice hockey, for example. You were on the team. Now some of the best skaters, these incredible explosion of girls and female sports and whatever the sport that we want to be able to think about. And that's been something that's, again, been a real, real challenge in the continuing the education to do the two things that you and I have cared about all this time. Number one, can we prevent injuries? Can we reduce some of these big-time problems? Now, on the other end, we're indicated, can you enhance performance? You know, can we put orthotics in Lindsay's shoes and put her on the sand dune stepper and make her two steps quicker? I mean, you know, yes or no?
I think a lot of the things that what people need to realize that a lot of the things that will help you prevent injury can actually improve performance. And one of the big ones is not only specializing in one sport. If you, as a baseball player, only play baseball and you're overusing those muscles all year long, you're not going to be as well off as someone who plays basketball and football and trains his whole body to be strong in a different way. So I think having kids not specialize until much, much later is a big part of it. I think if you're going to use the same parts over and over again, you have to pay attention to kind of properly training them and balancing out the rest of the body. But again, you come back, it comes full circle. Probably the best way to do that is to play different sports.
Yes, this is something recommended by everybody, but there's a chapter in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, it's called The Prodigy Sports. And if you're a figure skater, or if you're a gymnast, swimmer, volleyball player, tennis, soccer, many times you're specializing very, very early, whether we like it or not. That boy or girl says, you know, this is what I want to do. So we try to get them involved with a good physical therapist, good sports medicine supervision to try to stay out of trouble. Of course, the explosion of awareness, Lindsay, too, and you've spoken a lot about it, is this mental health side. Like, you know, Simone Biles at the Olympics, holy cow, tremendous new attention. I think it's. I'm glad to see this kind of attention to the mental side of overuse.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think, especially at the younger levels, parents have to be aware that the pressure they put on their kids and the go, 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 365 days a year really does take a toll on their mental health, for sure.
How'd you do when you were playing all those sports growing up?
Well, I mean, I didn't do the same thing. I switched, you know, four times a year, basically, to do different sports. And I worked two jobs. I was doing all kinds of stuff. So I was a little scattered because I had a lot of hours in my day filled up. But I don't feel like I had overuse from an athletic perspective because I did change like every 3-4 months. I was playing a different sport.
My famous colleague, the late Bob Guida, who I worked with for decades, would talk about repetitive motion injuries. Again, picturing that pitcher who's pitching year-round very, very early. This is why we woke up 15 years ago. We said, holy cow, they're doing Tommy John surgery on 14-year-olds. How did this happen?
Yeah.
It's also no different with the feet and ankles with all the jumping and the running and overuse. So we really want to continue to keep educated the families. Is there a website for the documentary? What's the best place to find out about all of that?
The documentary is on Twitter at It Ain't Over. I'm just checking it really quickly. It's It Ain't Over Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can check that out there. And you can always follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Berra, and I will post all the big news about the documentary for sure. I promise.
And like I told you, I'm going to have you back, right, when it hits. And we're gonna have some fun. We're going to brag about it again. Lindsay Berra, thank you so much for coming back. Hold on, Lindsay. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com, globalschoolwear.com. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Lisa Vega. She is the executive director of Hall of Famer Mariana Rivera's Public Foundation, where they provide children and families from disadvantaged backgrounds brighter futures. Great, great goals. Lisa Vega, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi there. Thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Lisa, please give us some background on yourself and the foundation.
Sure, I'd love to. So my name is Lisa Vega, as you stated. I serve as the executive director of the Mariano Rivera Public Foundation. And just to give a little history on the foundation, Mariano and his wife, Clara, started their foundation very early on in his career, supporting programs that provide educational resources to underserved youth, as well as providing backpacks, college scholarships, food drives, et cetera. But after retiring from the Yankees and becoming exposed to a very tragic incident that occurred in New Rochelle, New York, this is where him and his wife decided to open a public foundation because they understood it wasn't just enough to support programs, but it was time to do programs of their own that were going to support the community, most importantly, underserved youth within the New Rochelle community.
You know, it's interesting. On the Sports Doctor, we have featured these kinds of challenges for decades when it comes to helping out, whether it's physically or mentally, youth and youth sports, youth who might be facing various challenges from separated families to bullying to all sorts of different obstacles that in some instances really, really make it so difficult for everybody involved. And the education and enhancing awareness is one of the things I think that, you know, Mariano, really the greatest closer all those years with the Yankees, just a but did he come, where did he immigrate from?
So Mariano actually immigrated from a very small town in Panama called Puerto Caimito, which is a small fishing village in Panama.
And the how young was he when he started playing baseball?
Honestly, I don't know how young he was. I do know that he's been playing since childhood. He tells the stories of how he used to play right there on the beaches of that little port with his neighborhood friends and family. But being that they were in such an impoverished location, he would play baseball with a bat that they created out of a branch. Off of a tree, along with a ball made of fishing net. That's how they played until his teenage years, honestly.
You know, it's amazing when you become one of these super nerves closers in baseball, in that world of pitching. You really, really have to have nerves of steel, you know, year after year after year with his great career. And the ability now to these challenges with coaches, schools who are interested maybe in recruiting some of these kids, allowing them the opportunity sometimes to deal with some of the different challenges that these, you know, immigration is such a hot topic in so many different areas. It's just really difficult for everybody to be involved. So, you're really an educational group in so many ways, aren't you, Lisa?
We absolutely are. As I stated, Mariano's upbringing was one in an impoverished town in Panama. And I truly believe that the reason why both him and his wife are so committed to this cause of providing underprivileged children with educational resources and opportunities they would otherwise not have was because of his own upbringing. And he shares the story. And I think a lot of people don't know the particulars of the story. However, and I heard you speaking with Lindsay, and the issues that students encounter with belittling and bullying, and that was something he personally encountered growing up living in that fishing village, because as a teenager, he used to have to walk to school and walk by a fish flower plant that in doing so, by the time he made it to school, that scent stayed on his clothing. And unfortunately, his classmates made note of that. Not only did they make note of it, but they made fun of him for it. And so Mariano understood very quickly that either he was going to have to drop out of school or resort to violence, and violence was not going to be an option. Therefore, he decided instead to drop out of school and join his dad in the fishing industry. And then shortly after, it was almost accidental when he tried out for the Yankees. And of course, as we all know, he was picked up and history was made from there. But because of that, because of his inability to finish school and because of what he personally went through, yes, that is why this is so near.
Huge topic.
Yes.
It's a huge topic, Lisa. I had an expert on, two, 3 months ago. Her topic was bullying. She wrote a book, From Bullying to Celebrities. And she mentioned so many successful athletes, business people from all walks of life that their bullying experience created whatever it took to become somebody who achieved so many things. And people sometimes don't realize bullying is a big deal. We talk to psychologists, we talk to parents, we talk to coaches, that we want to raise the awareness of what a big deal this is. I had an expert on a couple of weeks ago, and her group was adopted children. And she talked about some of the challenges that these adopted children face, again, as they're growing up, involving problems in one situation or another. So, you know, Mariano, again, when did he retire? I'm trying to remember.
Mariano retired in 2013.
Wow, yes. And with so many different records.
Now I'm going to
Was he a unanimous choice for the Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, the one and only. That's been
the only one. The only. I'm not saying there was a contest with him and Derek Jeter, but I think there was one vote. But that is an extraordinary achievement in so many ways. So he's such a tremendous example, again, you know, for these, not only the kids themselves, but again, their families, their parents, their schools. How has the cooperation, Lisa, in the educational world, the school world, the business world, how have they responded, sports world, to what the foundation is doing?
I would have to say that they have responded tremendously, especially as the word continues to spread in regards to the work of the foundation. As I mentioned earlier, the reason why we're building a learning center in New Rochelle, New York, is because of that tragic incident where a young lady who was a victim of bullying unfortunately lost her life. And of course, the assailant is now spending time in jail because of that particular incident. And that really hit home for Mariano. And that's when he realized he needed to do more. And that's why he's building this learning center in New Rochelle, New York. But in addition to that, in addition to the building that we're constructing, he wants to amplify this program on a national scale. And so started here.
And it's a great term. It's a great term, the learning center. That's why I wanted to get you guys again on the same show with these learning centers, these tremendous outreaches, you know, Lindsay and Eve at the museum with all the great things they do. And, of course, you know, you're talking the Yankees. It's just really some the team doctor of the Yankees. Been on my show numerous times, Dr. Chris Ahmad, the great orthopedic surgeon. I understand that, you know, all the Yankees fans were all licking our wounds a little bit after, but they had a great season. There was a lot of excitement in so many ways. We're going to talk more about all of this with Lisa Vega, the executive director of the Mariano Rivera Public Foundation. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk. for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Lisa Vega. She is the executive director of the Mariana Rivera Public Foundation. We were talking right before the break about them building a learning center and really, really making a further effort into all of the different things that they're doing. Lisa was talking about the positive feedback from lots of different organizations. And, you know, like we said, you and the Yogi Berra Museum is a dynamic duo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love how both align and are doing the same work.
It's such a, you know, the pandemic has quadrupled all of the pressure on all of us, to say the least. Tremendous attention to mental health. Knock on wood, we've been talking about it for decades on the Sports Doctor, where you had the best athlete in the world at the Olympics, Simone Biles, saying, you know, I can't do it. I've got, and just bringing tremendous attention with all the different stresses, again, of broken families, all sorts of poverty, the pressures again of some of these youngsters who might be very, very good at their sport, and they're just being just overused with so much different mental pressures. And so Mariano can really, you know, he can add what it takes to become a Hall of Famer for any of these kids and their families and being able to come up with a game plan.
That's correct. And that's why the mentorship component is so important to the work that we do, not just in the learning center that we're building in New Rochelle, but we've established a program in Gainesville, Florida, and we are now establishing another program in New Jersey because we feel the mentorship is so vital in the lives of these young people who are struggling, who have different circumstances, different backgrounds that they're coming from. And so to be
I would think also, Lisa, that, you know, elementary schools, junior high schools, who are in the middle of all of this in so many ways, in so many different locations, would find, you know, the whole idea of mentoring these kinds of programs. But it's always a challenge to get the educational system to add something on. Believe me.
Well, that's why we're here to support. We want to add to whatever the student is already receiving, especially with the individuals and the companies that come alongside of us to support the work and, most importantly, support these youngsters that need the help the most and to provide them opportunities they would otherwise not have.
What are the ages, the age groups in general, Lisa, that the foundation is it 3 to 103? What are the age groups that the foundation is really focusing on in general?
Well, the concentration is on and children and youth, but our programs right now are geared to youth in middle school and high school. So I would say the general age runs basically from about 12 to 19.
That's one of the most influential areas to make positive changes in these kids, regardless of their sport, whatever their level is, whatever their ages are, again, with the reality of so much overuse and abuse with parents and coaches and pressures, the ability to have some influence at those type of ages, I think, is terrific.
Thank you. And we love the fact that Mariano gets the opportunity to interact with them. Could you imagine what an impact that makes to be able to hear from someone like him?
Absolutely. You know, the effect that the professionals who really, really give back in so many ways makes such a difference with everybody who's ever been a fan, to say the least, and in order to be able to pay, big attention. It's like Michael Jordan walking in the room, right?
That's right.
It is. How old is Mariano today?
I'm sorry?
How old is Mariano today?
Mariano will be turning 53, if I am not mistaken, next on the 29th of this month.
Did you say 53 or 63?
No, sir. 53. Don't age him by 10 years.
I was going to. Yes. Oh, he's still at the top of his, powers many times.
That's right.
And again, the foundation now taking up some real, really quality time. And his wife is involved also with him, Lisa?
Absolutely. She is a pillar in the organization. She actually leads a congregation in New Rochelle. She pastors a church, and they are entrenched in that community, serving those in need.
You know, it's quite a combination. You know, it's interesting. The spiritual side of sports medicine has gotten a lot of recognition over the past 5-10 years compared to years ago when people thought that maybe what I call the mental game was something like, it doesn't really make a difference. And it ends up being maybe more important than ever. And again, if you have some influence early on, have you had some good feedback from the schools in these areas where you're developing these programs, Lisa?
Yes, we've had tremendous feedback because they see this as an opportunity for their students. We work directly with the guidance counselors at the schools, and they're able to identify the students that could use our services the most because they're the ones that are in the trenches and understand what's going on with their students. And so they're extremely grateful that we would even provide these services to their students free of charge.
What's the best website to find out about information about the foundation?
It's very simply MarianoRivera.com.
Keep it simple, salesman. MarianoRivera.com. And I'm sure, again, there's an expanding array of information that you're looking to share and make available for these families. I would imagine there's a lot of interest from the coaching community.
There is. There's interest in the coaching community, and believe it or not, we've had a big interest in the print industry. We've had companies like Ricoh, Konica, Minolta align themselves with our organization because we provide vocational training to our students, and they see this as an opportunity to groom young men and women in their industry. So it's tremendous what we're seeing from large corporations to small businesses to local individuals and schools who are on board with the work that we're doing as a foundation.
Yes, and some of these organizations, we're excited about Baseball Blue Book. It's over 100 years old. Their attention to parents and coaches and recruiters, again, providing information that could be helpful in so many different areas, lots of different groups. Trying to be paying attention, some of these challenges. And again, I think the fact that the school counselors, how about the pediatric community, Lisa? Good feedback?
Yes, we do have good feedback as well as we have individuals in the pediatric industry that support our foundation. Especially if they're Yankee fans.
Really? Again, the challenge of preventing problems and preventing some, youth sports is a $20 billion a year industry. It continues to grow with the pressures and everything else. I knew the time would fly by with Lisa Vega, the executive director, Mariana Rivera Foundation. Lisa, give me the website again quickly for all things information for the foundation.
Sure. The website is MarianoRivera.com, and if you'd like to follow us on Instagram, we are the Mariano Rivera Foundation.
Lisa Vega, thank you so much for joining us. Lisa, hold on, please. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk offer the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, back in action. It is the Sports Doctor is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests. We add a little Bob Guider wisdom, add a few emails. Shout out Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com. He represented Elvis Presley. His sports figures initially were Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. He is really, really one of the gurus in the world of PR. Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com. Great shows coming up. We're really going to talk the mental game. We're going to talk with a PhD, Dr. Hope Kelman, who has had so much to do with the complementary medicine and the integration of some of these things throughout some of the different government agencies. And then we're going to talk with Dr. Paul Wachansky and his new book, Yes, I Can. Paul is a champion of the world of disabilities, overcoming disabilities. He is a PhD, and he's spoken in front of probably more than a million people over the years with his motivational messages. Following year, we're going to talk about the Academy of the Arts, Dylan Ladd, the founder of the Academy of the Arts, and actually a school with the education side and the arts side being mixed together, and all of that excitement. And then one of our longtime guests, physical therapy colleagues, contributed to the book, The Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury, Gina Pongetti, who's done years of work with shows in the arts in the world of physical therapy. She's going to be piping in. Should be a great, great group of shows. You know, Bob Guider, and some of his wisdom. He made such a big deal out of the mini trampoline. Again, he was talking about balance. He was talking about instability training. Create imbalance and get all of the systems of the body, the stabilizers, he would call them, turned on. He'd call them the brakes. Imagine there were three or four mini trams in a circle. There was a baseball player balancing on the tram with his glove on. There was a hockey player next to him balancing on the mini tram with his hockey stick. There was a tennis player on the other one with his tennis racket. And who knows who else, all going through their sports motions while being challenged for balance and stability. The new generation today, sand dune stepper, which creates, simulates the sand resistance, working all aspects of the foot. But Guider really made a big deal out of that instability training and balance work, whether you were coming down from a jump, changing direction, looking to land softly, accelerate quickly. Balance was such a big deal, big part of it. A couple of emails. Tart said, my wife is 50 years old. Her mother had bunions. She has bunions. She's considering surgery. What are your thoughts? Bunion surgery today is very, very successful, Todd, to correct the actual deformity, not just remove the bump. And in most instances, it's very, very good results. It is major surgery. Sometimes we'll see that conservatively with shoe changes, using of orthotics, we can really, really make a difference in the symptoms and the discomfort that might be involved. But sometimes we'll see there are three reasons someone has bunion surgery. Number one, it hurts. and hasn't responded to treatment. Number two, I'm really tired of looking at it. It's embarrassing, this dislocation of the big toe. And number three, again, includes cosmetics and shoes. Can't wear any shoes. See a competent foot, ankle, or podiatry surgeon and have them discuss with you. She's an example of the fact that probably 75% of the time we do inherit our parents' grandparents' foot structure. High arches like our parents and grandparents, flat feet like my parents and grandparents, hammer toes developing, and or bunion deformity. Phil said, I'm a 40-year-old adult soccer player. I've had plantar fasciitis on and off. One of the doctors mentioned surgery. Forget that, Phil. Almost 100% of plantar fasciitis is conservative management. Rare that there's necessity of any type of surgical intervention. Plantar fasciitis, inflammation of the arch, commonly inflammation and soreness where the arch attaches to the heel. Constant traction, pulling on that attachment, causes irritation. Sometimes over the years, it causes the formation of a heel spur. 90% of the time, shoe changes, custom orthotics, physical therapy solves the problem. Occasionally injections. Someone who says surgery, forget it. Last resort. You know, Ann says you mentioned the high heel article. You talked about it with the first guest, Lindsay Vera. The high heel article, today, again, high heels are still very, very popular. And we see all sorts of problems in podiatry, whether it's jamming the ball of the foot into a very, very narrow toe box, which can aggravate any kind of bunions, any kind of hammer toes, corns, or calluses. And it changes the whole angle of the body. If you're someone who wears heels every day because you're getting dressed every day, then we recommend altering the heel height, always less than 2-inch heel height, but altering some of that variation and that considering doing some strengthening, especially if you've had problems, because there's a lot of stress on the ankles. And once you go above 1.5 inches with your heels, again, posturally, knee problems, low back. So we'll tell women, do some core work, do some midsection strengthening, do some foot and ankle strengthening, and you really, really can stay out of trouble. Try to get into a toe box that's got some sensible room, that's not jamming your toes together. The hoopla continues with the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I can't believe it's been 4 years. It's as pertinent today as it's always been, whether my co-author Sharkey Zartman is talking about sports parenting 101, all of these challenges at levels and whatever, choosing where to fit in, sports parents. The second segment, the sports doctor's in. We talk about shoes. We talk about orthotics. We talk about foot strengthening. We talk about all sorts of areas of treatment. Third section, big deal, 8 experts, so many areas, nutrition, sports psychology, mental training, physical training, coaching, parenting, lots of 2 cents worth. Last part of the book is parents' perspective. I've got 5 or 6 of parents. By the way, almost all experts and the parents were either patients of mine or radio guests. A lot of great memories. Some of these individuals. What's it like to be dealing with a very serious young boy or girl athlete who's maybe training every day? Maybe he's growing up, that this is the biggest deal. There's a lot of challenges. They share a lot of the experiences, a lot of good stuff, some not so good. So let's thank our guest today, Lindsay Vera, Lisa Vega. And I'll catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thank you.